الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
There will be differences. This ummah will split. And like we mentioned in many other narrations, when the Prophet ﷺ said, سَتَفْتَرِقُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثُ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَ قُلُّهَا فِي نَارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَ مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمَ وَأَصْحَابِهِ. Where the Prophet ﷺ, he said that this ummah of Mustafa ﷺ, like in this hadith, this ummah will split, but more specifically into 73 sects. All of them will be in the hellfire except for one. And the companions, again showing how they seek knowledge. They want to know the khair. They want to know the good things and they want to know the bad things. Bad things in order to stay away from it and good things in order to race to it. So they say, ask the Prophet ﷺ, who are these people? Any of the saved ones from the hellfire? And the Prophet ﷺ said, what I'm upon today and my companions. What I'm upon today and my companions. Again, the Prophet could have said what he's upon and left it, but he said and his companions. So it shows the virtue of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in both these two narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it shows another benefit, a beautiful benefit, in that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the problem. In the first hadith, which is one we mentioned, the Prophet said, "فَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا." Those of you who live long will see a lot of splitting. We'll see a lot of splitting. And the hadith that is narrated by many people, where he says, "Al-ikhtilaf fil ummah rahma is mawdu'." Division is a mercy to this ummah. It's a fabricated hadith. No foundation in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, because it's in contradiction to the Quran and the Sunnah. And also, there is no authentic narrator that's linked to this hadith. So the difference in this ummah of Mustafa ﷺ is not rahmah. It's something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned against, and what the Prophet ﷺ has warned against, and it's a problem. So from the mercy that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sending Mustafa ﷺ, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, I've not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. From the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us is that the Prophet ﷺ has been revealed this sunnah. And in this sunnah, he's told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the cure? What is the way to be saved from this ikhtilaf? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's to follow his way and the companions. So this shows, again, another virtue from the companions, that they are part of the cure for the division in this ummah. Following the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of a cure for divisions in this ummah. Now, the eighth benefit that we can see here with the virtues of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah 100, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah 100, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول وسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعهم بالإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who are foremost in Islam, as-sabiqun al-awwalun, those who are foremost in Islam, i.e. embracing Islam, min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, from those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and al-ansar, wa min al-ansar, and those who resided in Medina from the ansar, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُونَ بِالْحِسَانِ, and those who follow them in good, and those who follow them in good, i.e. those who were mentioned previously in the verse, those who follow them in good, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who are foremost in Islam, and the muhajirin and ansar, and those who follow them, the Muhajirin and Ansar, from the companions, in good, Allah is pleased with them and they're pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Benefits from this verse. The first is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, this is a benefit that Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he mentioned in Minhaj al-Sunnah, which is a book he compiled and wrote as a refutation against Rawafid. And from the kalam and statements that he mentions, is this statement here, where he mentions that firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown in this verse that he is indefinitely pleased with the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indefinitely pleased with them. Told mutlaq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them with no condition. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajirin wal-ansar bas wal-ladhina ittaba'ahum bishart ihsan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who were foremost in Islam, from the muhajirin, those who migrated to Medina, and from the ansar, those who resided in Medina, the companions of the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who followed them in what? Correctness. So in the first batch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention condition. But in the second batch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who followed them in correctness. So in this, it shows that those after the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is pleased with them with a condition. As for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is pleased with them. This is rida mutlaq. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, that this is rida al-mutlaq. This is an indefinite and absolute pleasure. Allah is pleased with them indefinitely. But as for those after the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is pleased with them if they follow who? The companions in ihsan, yani correctly. So this shows the virtues of the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that Allah who subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them indefinitely, and they're pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it as a condition for those after them to receive the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah being pleased with them. To receive it, they must follow who? The companions again in ihsan. They must follow the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum in ihsan, i.e. correctly. After discussing the definition of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we mentioned that the definition of a companion is the one that met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing in him, i.e. with iman. He had iman and he died upon Islam. Mentioned that this definition incorporates those who met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, and those who met him twice, and those who met him more than that. And also this incorporates those who were blind and those who actually who could see, as the definition is defined by Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala. And he attributed this definition to Imam Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala. And then we started by mentioning some of the virtues of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by mentioning some verses from the Quran and some narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which shows and indicates the virtues of the companions and that they are the most virtuous after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is an explanation of the statement of Abu Zura and Abu Hatim rahimahullah, where they said khayru hadhihi al-ummah ba'da nabiyha Abu Bakr. The best of this ummah after its prophet is Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and Uthman, and then Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And we mentioned that Shaykh Rabi' hafidhullah ta'ala, he mentioned that the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah, the creed of the people of Sunnah, is to have respect for the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have love for them. And this is from the foundations of our aqidah. And this is from the foundations of our aqidah. And we mentioned some narrations regards to the virtues of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the virtues of the companions of sallam, which is number nine, it's a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا Amana Sufaha Ala innahum humus Sufaha. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, and if they have been told to believe like the people believe, they will say, why should we believe like the foolish ones believe? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed they are the foolish ones and they don't know. They are the foolish ones and they don't know. So in this verse, again, there's two benefits. The first benefit is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding the people to believe as those at the time the Prophet ﷺ believed. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, believe like the way the people believed, the people at that time were who? Huh? Who? The companions of Mustafa ﷺ. So this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to believe like the companions of Mustafa ﷺ. And then the second benefit, it shows that those who do not believe and follow the way of the companions, they are the foolish ones. That they are the foolish ones. Now if we look at these virtues that we've mentioned, and the ones we mentioned before, and also from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيِّنَ وَمَا يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيِّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, subhana, and whoever opposes the messenger after it's been made clear to him and the clarification has reached him, and follows other than the path of the believers, will leave him to that which is chosen, and what and his abode be in hellfire, what a terrifying or yani bad destination. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed that whoever opposes the messenger, but also Allah's mention, and follows other than the path of the believers, this shows the virtues of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, it would have been sufficient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, whoever opposes the messenger. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added to that, and follows other than the way of the believers. And the believers at that time were who? The companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which shows the obligation for one to follow the way of the companions sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the Quran and the Sunnah according to the understanding of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعْ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and follow those who are devoted to him. Allah mentions in the Quran where he said, and follow those who are devoted to him. And who are the most that are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? The companions after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, follow them. So this is a proof, again, for the virtues of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also shows that they are the ones that are devoted, and it's obligatory for us to follow them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in many narrations, as we mentioned before, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي. He said that the best of generation is my generation. Now, basically, if we look at these virtues that we've mentioned, and many more, and we can go on and on and on, mentioning proofs from the Quran and Sunnah to show the virtues of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we must realize that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him companions is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in an authentic hadith, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتِمَّ مَكَارِمْ الْأَخْلَاقِ, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith, he said, I have been sent to perfect character, to perfect character and etiquette. Is it from good character to go and throw away the gift that's been given to you? Is it from good character to reject the blessing that's been given to you? So the only people who have good character in reality are the people of the Sunnah. The only people who have good character in reality are the people of the Sunnah that follow the way of the companions, because they're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's from good manners that one takes this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and holds tight to it and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously and is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. So by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending the sunnah, let's be grateful and follow the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the Prophet and companions and showing us how we're supposed to understand the Sunnah. Let's be grateful and understand it like the way they understood it. Allah has made this clear in his Quran. And the Prophet has made this clear in the Sunnah. Let's be grateful. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that being grateful is of three types. Being grateful is of three types. The first of those is by saying with your lisan, yani be grateful by your tongue, by saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. You thank Allah by your tongue. The second way to show gratitude is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Be sincere in saying Alhamdulillah, which is very, very easy to say on the tongue. Feel it in your heart, which will increase your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. The third, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, is being grateful with your limbs. He's being grateful with your limbs. So you do your actions that you do. The actions that you do are in accordance to that which pleases the one that you're grateful to. The actions that you do is in accordance to the one that gave you that blessing that you're grateful to. And this is a show. This shows gratitude. So how can we follow other than the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and understand the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in other than the way that Allah has given us, and that is the understanding of the companions? So by our tongues, we only speak with the sunnah. We only speak with that which the companions understood. We don't speak with innovation. We don't speak with new things, philosophy. We stick to that which the companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam understood. As we've mentioned, upteen verses and a hadith to show the virtues of them and the obligation for us to follow it, and that is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to be grateful with your tongue in this respect is to follow it and speak and say that which they said. Like Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Isbir nafsak ala sunnah waqif haythu ma waqaf al qawm waqul bima qalu وَكَفُّ عَمَّ كَفَّ عَنْ. Well, Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, be patient upon the sunnah. Isbir, be patient. Stick to the sunnah. Be patient upon the sunnah. وَقِفْ حَيْثُ مَا وَقَفَ الْقَوْمِ. And stop where the qawm stopped. And Awza'i is talking about who? The companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stop where they stopped. وَقُولْ بِمَا قَالُوا. And say what they said. And refrain from that which they refrain from. وَسْلُكْ سَبِيلَكَ سَلَفَ الصَّالِحِ. And he ended his advice, Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, follow the path of your righteous predecessors. Salaf al-Salih. Follow their path. So we have to follow the way of the companions with our lisan, and that's why showing gratitude as well. And also, with regards to the heart, we have aqidah like the way the companions had what? Aqidah. We believe like the way they believed. فَإِنْ آمِنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أَمَنْتُمْ فَقَدِهْ تَدَوْ. And if they believe like the way you, all the companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, believed, then they will be guided. And if they turn away, then they will be in division. And what do we find today, Ikhwan? What do we find today, Ikhwan, in Ummah? Division. Why? Because they've gone away from the Sunnah and gone away from the understanding of who? The companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So with our limbs, we show gratitude as well. By understanding fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, but understanding like the way the companions understood it, by understanding those actions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the way the companions understood it, this is showing gratitude to the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this is advice from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is also advice from the companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as the advice of Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said, alaykum bil ilm, alaykum bil ilm qabla an yuqbad, fa inna qabdahu bi dhahabi ahli, fa alaykum bil ilm, satajiduna aqwaman yad'una annahum yattabi'una kitab Allah wa nabadhuhu wara dhuhurihim, fa alaykum بالعلم وإياكم والتنطع والتبدع وعليكم بالعتيق وعليكم بالعتيق. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he said, upon you is knowledge, seek knowledge, seek ilm, seek knowledge before it's taken away. And by it being taken away is by the death of those who possess it, the people of knowledge. So upon you is ilm. Because you will soon see a time, you soon see people claiming that they're following the book of Allah, but really they're placing it behind their backs. They're not following the book of Allah. So upon you is what? Knowledge. So upon you is ilm. Seek knowledge. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَتَنَطُّعُ. And be aware and stay clear of philosophy. Ilm al-kalam. Aqlaniya. Speaking with your aql. Ignoring the revelation and speaking with your mind. إِيَّاكُمْ وَتَنَطُّعُ. Asking unnecessary questions. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعَتِيقُ. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَتَبَدُّعُ. And stay away from innovations. And stay away from innovations. Newly invented matters that were not around in the time of the Prophet. Stay away from innovations. Wa alaykum bil atiq. And upon you is al atiq. And atiq here means what? Jadid or Qadim? Al atiq means what? Qadim. And who's Qadim? After the companions. The companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So stick to the Qadim. Stick to the way of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu anhu. Stick to their sunnah. This is advice of the companion of Abdullah ibn Masud. This illustrious companion. Who himself is a companion. So the one that doesn't follow this way. How can we say that the people that do not follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ and do not follow the understanding of the companions of Mustafa ﷺ and their students and their students, from the Salaf, they do not follow the way of our predecessors. خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. These three generations, the best of people is my generation and those after them and those after them. How can we say that the people that do not follow the way of the Salaf have better manners than the people of the Sunnah? It's impossible. And if the people who do not follow the Sunnah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people who do not follow the revelation, the people who do not follow the understanding of the companions show you any type of character that you feel is from good character, they stole it from the people of the Sunnah. They took it from where? The people of the Sunnah. Because the most and foremost good manners has to be good manners to Allah. Alayhi kadhalika ikhwan? How can you have good character when your character with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bad? How can you have good character smiling in your brother's face, but when it comes to the sunnah, you reject it? And brothers will say, mashallah, he has good manners. But he's rejected the what? The sunnah. How can we say that somebody who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not complete this religion? Al-yawm, akmaltu lakum dinakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today I've perfected your religion. Which is why some of the Salaf, they used to say that the one who introduced anything to this religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the religion of Islam, the one who introduced anything to this deen, is like he's saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deceived us in regards to his giving us the message. That he wasn't trustworthy. Because if it's not complete, then you add. Sahih Allah, ikhwan. If it's complete, then you just leave it, sah? So how can this be from good character? The people of the Sunnah, The people who followed the way of the companions. The people who understand this deen, al-Islam, this perfect, complete religion. According to the way of the companions. According to the way of Abu Bakr. According to the way of Umar. According to the way of Uthman. According to the way of Ali. According to the way of Zubair. According to the way of Ubaidah. According to the way of the Tabi'een. According to the way of Hassan al-Basri. According to the way of Sufyan al-Thawri. According to the way of Awza'i. According to the way of Ibn Mubarak. According to the way of Mujahid. According to these people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to be from the first three generations. If you're not following your deen according to the understanding of these, you have bad character. No matter how many times that you smile at your fellow creation, you have showed bad character to the one who created that creation. Because the one that created that creation gave you the blessing of sending Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a mercy to you. And as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nazala fi qulubi an-nas fara'a atqa qulubahum man as-sahaba. That Allah looked into the hearts of the believing people and saw that the purest of the hearts after the anbiya, the most pious of the hearts of the companions, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to follow them, and you don't want to follow them. This is from bad manners. This is from what? Bad manners. So when people say to you that the Salafis, the people who follow the way of the Salaf, i.e. the Salafis, the people who follow the way of the Salaf, have worse manners than the people who follow other paths, then the question is, what is the meaning of manners? The question is, the manners that we should have, foremost is the manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do they have that? Do they believe in Tawheed in its totality? Which is why we study this Aqeedah here, Ikhwan. So no, the people of innovation, which I've heard has been spread around here in Shepherd's Bush, where it's been said that the people of innovation have better character than the people of the Sunnah. This is not a statement, alaykum salam tala, this is not the statement of that which the companions were upon. This is not a statement of the Salaf. This is not a statement of the Tabi'een. They did not praise the people of innovations, not a second. Because they have jealousy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion. They have jealousy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion. Which is why the Salaf used to warn against sitting with them. As we have a narration from, and even listening to them, as we have a narration from Ibrahim al-Nakhai, rahimahullah ta'ala, when somebody from Ahlul Kalam, Ja'ali yunadhiru, he came to argue with him and debate with him. And he said to him, he closed his ears. Ibrahim al-Nakhai closed his ears with his fingers, put his fingers in his ears and said, La. And then the individual said, just a Quran, let me recite Quran for you. This is somebody who's not on the sunnahs, asking the Ibrahim al-Nakhai, who was from the second generation. He said, let me just recite Quran to you. And Ibrahim al-Nakhai said, La. Just a harf, just a letter. He goes, La, wala harf. And he started walking away, shaking his head, La, wala harf. This is how they were with people of innovation. And you come 1,000-odd years afterwards and start saying that they have more character than better character than the people of the Sunnah. Look at the times we're living in. Where is the jealousy of this deen, this blessed religion? Some of us were born into Islam. Alhamdulillah, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah chose you to be born as a Muslim in a Muslim family and to be brought up in a Muslim family. Some of us never used to pray. And now we are praying. Alhamdulillah. Allah has guided you to this. Some of us were Christians, Catholics, and we became what? Muslim. This is a blessing from Allah. Be grateful and follow the Sunnah, akhi. Man raghiba an sunnati, falaysa minni. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned a hadith that whoever turns away from the sunnah is not from him, akhi. Do we want to be with the Prophet ﷺ? So after all of this, Ikhwan, the virtues that we've mentioned, what we can benefit from it is that we have to follow the way of the companions in everything. The understanding of the deen, we have to take from the companions in everything. And that's from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in I'lan al-Muwaqqi'een, he mentions over 50 or 60 proofs and evidence of why we should follow the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we could sit here and go through every single one of them. But that which you mentioned is suffice. That which you mentioned is suffice, inshallah ta'ala. So the Sheikh, the Imam, Imamain, Ar-Raziyain, Abu Zur'a, and Abu Hatim, they say, Khayr hadhi al-Ummah, that the best of this Ummah after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu Bakr, As-Siddiq. The best of this Ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu Bakr, As-Siddiq. And from the proofs of this, it's from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ اِتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَهِيمَ خَلِيلًا وَلَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا غَيْرُ رَبِّي لَاتَّخَذْتَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا وَلَكِنْ أُخُوَّةُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْمُوَدَّةِ وَلَكِنْ أُخُوَّةُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْمُوَدَّةِ Where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, showing the virtues of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim alayhi salam as a khalila, as a close friend. As a close friend, real close friend. And he said, if I was to take anyone from my ummah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my close friend, I would take Abu Bakr as my close friend. But brotherly love in Islam and compassion is all. So his Khalil is who? Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected who? From all of the ummah. Abu Bakr. He said, if I was to take a close friend, I'll take who? Abu Bakr as a close friend. And a second proof to show the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yani when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr were fleeing from the mushrikeen when they were making hijrah to Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with who? Abu Bakr. Again, showing the virtue of Abu Bakr. And they went into the cave. And Abu Bakr was concerned and worried that the mushrikeens were approaching and were going to sight them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed and he said, La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. Don't despair. For verily Allah is with us. Allah revealed that. Don't despair, because verily Allah is with us. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing it in order to appease and put sakina in Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, so he cannot fear the approaching mushrikeen. And then in the hadith, which is coupled with this, is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in Bukhari Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr, when Abu Bakr was afraid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Mazan ya Abu Bakr bi ithnain Allahu thalithuhuma bi ithnain Allahu." He says, what will make you know about two? And the third of them is what? Allah. The two is who? Abu Bakr and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shows the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This shows the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So in summary, this verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 40, and this hadith from the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, we have two benefits we can take from here. The first benefit is the virtue of who? Abu Bakr. In that the Prophet ﷺ was companions with Abu Bakr companioned the Prophet ﷺ in the Hijrah, and also because of his fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah for that specific purpose, a reason. That's the first benefit. The second benefit here, and this is taken from Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala in his tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned and he said that this proof, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tahzan inna allaha ma'na, don't be sad, because verily Allah is with us. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that this is a proof that the one who is with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is with them. The one who follows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically like Abu Bakr did, ma'nawi, hissi, who literally follows the Prophet ﷺ physically like Abu Bakr did in the Hijrah, and the one who follows the Prophet ﷺ ma'nawiyan, and he follows the Sunnah of Mustafa ﷺ, that Allah is with them. That Allah is with them. This is Ibn Qayyim's explanation. And he said, A, Allah is with them, A, aiding them and giving them victory. Aiding them and giving them victory. Which shows the virtues of following the Sunnah of Mustafa ﷺ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called, Inna Allah ma'al muttaqeen. That verily Allah is with the muttaqeen. Allah is with the muttaqeen. So it proves also that the people follow the Prophet ﷺ are from the muttaqoon. Are from the muttaqoon. And then the Imam he said, Thumma Umar. Yani, khayru hadhi umma ba'da nabiha Abu Bakr, Thumma Umar. And he said that the best of this nation after Abu Bakr, after the Prophet ﷺ, is Abu Bakr and then Umar. And we can mention quickly a hadith showing the virtue of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'athahu ala jaysh, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him with troops. And in that hadith, which is a long hadith, he asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Naam, he goes, Ayyu nasi ahabbu ilayk, yani lay. And Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, Min al-rijal, who's the most beloved? Aisha asking the Prophet, who's the most beloved one from the people to you, Ya Rasulullah? And then the Prophet said, Abuk. And the Prophet said, your father, Ay Abu Bakr. And then she said, Thumma man. Then who? And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Umar ibn Khattab. So in this hadith, which Aisha was asking the Prophet ﷺ about who's the best of the men, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned Abu Bakr, and then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned Umar. It shows the virtue of Umar ibn Khattab after Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma ajma'in. As for Uthman, the hadith to show the proof of the virtue of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is a hadith of Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where the Prophet, where he said, Kunna nukhayyir bayna al-nas fi zamin al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa nukhayyir Abu Bakr thumma Umar thumma Uthman ibn Affan. Where Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to choose or see who's the best from us, who's the best from amongst us or from the people at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And they used to select and choose that Abu Bakr was the best, and then Umar, and then Uthman. So in this narration, my question to you is this what considered a sunnah, a hadith nabawiyyah? Is this hadith, this narration, is Abdullah ibn Umar said that we used to, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, select and see who was the best from the people. And we selected and chose that Abu Bakr was the best, and then Umar, and then Uthman. Is this a statement only from Abdullah ibn Umar, or is it a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ? My question. It's a hadith. Khabar from Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar. Is it hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, or is it a statement from Abdullah ibn Umar? A statement from Abdullah ibn Umar, or is it also the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? Sunnah taqririyah. Naam, ahsant. It's sunnah taqririyah. And we mentioned in the last lesson that the sunnah is what? Fi'l al-Nabi ﷺ, and also his what? His statements and his acknowledgements. And in this narration, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, we used to, anywho, the companions, choose and select who were the best of the companions at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Yani, so the Prophet ﷺ was alive, and we said that it was Abu Bakr, Umar, and then Uthman. So this is a hadith. This is revelation, ikhwan. Why? Because if what they were doing was incorrect, the Prophet ﷺ would have corrected them. Let la yajuz ta'khir al-bayan indal haja. It's not permissible to not to clarify something when it's needed. And the Prophet ﷺ was the most advising of creation. And if the companions, what they were doing in selecting that Abu Bakr was the best, and then Umar, and then Uthman, if this was incorrect, then the Prophet ﷺ would have said so. And in another narration, which has another isnad, which is sahih as well, they mentioned that they never saw any inkar from the Prophet ﷺ. And that the companions, they never see any rejection of this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in this hadith, we have two benefits. The first benefit is that shows the virtues of Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. And it shows that after Abu Bakr is Umar, and after Umar is Uthman. That's number one. And number two is a refutation against who? Against? Rawafid, but more specifically, the Khawarij. Because the Khawarij accepted Abu Bakr, and the Khawarij accepted Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, but they rejected Uthman. And this hadith here is a clear refutation against them of the virtue of them, of Uthman. And they rejected other the companions, which is why Sheikh bin Baz made a fatwa, which is narrated by some of the ulama, that he used to make takfir of the Khawarij based upon their takfir of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and denounce of Islam of some of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay, as for Ali ibn Abi Talib, we have two narrations that we're going to mention quickly. And the first narration is an Sa'd, and the Nabi ﷺ وقال لِلْعَلِي أَنْتَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزِلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى, where the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned in a hadith which is authentic, which is sahih, that Sa'ad said that the Prophet ﷺ, he said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, you are to me like Harun is to Musa. And this is a virtue of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in another narration, which is which is on Ali himself radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, والله إن لمما أهد إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه لا يبغضني إلا منافق ولا يحبني إلا مؤمن. Where Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه, he said, والله, by Allah, that which has we known from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is that whoever hates me, no one hates me except a hypocrite. No one hates me except a hypocrite, and nobody loves me except a believer. And this is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this shows again the virtue of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and it's a refutation against who? It's a refutation against the Khawarij, and it's a refutation against the Rafida. It's a refutation against the Rafida. The statement of Ali ibn Abi Talib here, he says, "La yuhibbuni illa mu'min." That nobody loves me except a mu'min. Does that include the Rafida? Do they love Ali? Huh? They claim to love Ali, but they don't love him. If they loved Ali, they wouldn't go oppose his way. They wouldn't oppose his way. And for example, we have an issue here, which you find the Rafida, they do muta'ah, which is temporary marriage, a muta'ah. And the hadith, which showing the prohibition of muta, is narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib. The hadith that showing the prohibition of muta is narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib. But yet they don't follow that, do they? So they're not the people who love Ali. The people who love Ali are the people of the Sunnah, and the people who love all of the companions, and they stay away from reviling the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu ta'ala an ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, we'll go and mention those who are more virtuous after the companion, after the Aimat Arba, the Khulafa Rashideen. But inshallah ta'ala, I think I'll leave it here for now, inshallah. Takhfifan li my dear brothers. I need to make it easier, my brothers, inshallah ta'ala. So on Wednesday, inshallah, we're going to continue this, the second point, which is dealing with those who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised them Jannah. And from there we talk about the tabaqat of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa, which is the different levels in virtue of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa sadad wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah bi alameen.